Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
With us to talk about where we are with the coronavirus is Dr. George Champas, assistant professor and attending physician in the Department of Emergency Medicine at Northwestern University and Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago. Morning, Doc. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Bob. How are you?
Well, you know, getting by like everybody else. A big question we have is, are the hospitals ready for what may be a worst-case scenario? What's the situation in the ER as far as you can see?
Well, Bob, as you can imagine, emergency medicine staff, from nurses, physicians, all the way across, as well as first responders, see the worst of the worst. I think the people are ready. The people definitely have a sense of anxiety. I think this is a little bit more challenging. This is putting yourself and your family at risk with the virus. But at the same time, I think everyone is prepared to do everything they can.
I'm not sure if you or anyone can answer it, but I'd be curious to get your take on what you think the percentage of the total population is that's infected right now, and not necessarily showing symptoms, but infected, because we've heard all sorts of numbers on this.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're all guesses. I think the lack of testing obviously doesn't help, but I think the best way to look at this is presume everyone is infected. We're getting caught up in who's positive and who's negative, but really the message is quarantine, self-isolate yourself, presume you have it, and if you presume you have it, you're going to start acting as if you have it, which means you're going to distance yourself, you're not going to go around people as long as you're someone who's responsible. But it's definitely probably 10 to 20 times more the numbers that we're seeing, if not even more.
And what's the situation with tests? There's a report this morning, and we don't need any of this, but unfortunately you have reports of fake coronavirus test kits that were seized at O'Hare by Customs and Border Protection agents. They were packaged in clear bags with several bottles with white labels filling each bag. And, of course, we should remind everybody here that the testing for COVID-19 should only be conducted by approved state or local laboratories. What's the situation at Northwestern, Doc?
Yeah, without question. I'll be as frank as I can. I mean, tests and testing are meant only for those who are sick, only those that are at high risk and definitely have been exposed. And when you take a test from someone who isn't when you take a test from someone else, you're essentially also taking a test from the people that are on the front lines trying to save people's lives. The healthcare workers, the first responders, none of them are getting tested repeatedly after going to the emergency room, repeatedly after working or being on the streets protecting the public. They're not able to get tested to then go home and assure their family that they're safe. So the responsibility lays on each and every one of us. Definitely limited in regards to testing, but it really should only be for those that need to be tested at this time.
Heading into the weekend, a lot of people are wondering about contaminated food or the pizza box that you may be bringing into your house, and the people who are preparing those takeout orders. How concerned should we be about all of that? And also, what's the story with the food containers?
Yeah, I mean, I think the reality is if you got to stick to the most basic things, wash your hands, you'll wear gloves when you're in high risk areas, but you can't worry about the pizza box if you're also then having 12 people at your house or if you're not following the guidelines. Understand what risks are really riskier than the others, and if you do your due diligence on the most basic things and the things that you're guided, then you're doing your part.
Another question we're getting a lot of texts with this same question. If you have had the virus with mild symptoms, will the test show it? And will you be susceptible to getting it again, or will you have built up some resistance?
Yeah, the thought is that the testings are not 100% accurate. But what they're looking at is serial tests, but we're not at that point yet. The thought is if you've tested positive and you had mild symptoms that you have built somewhat of an immunity. In fact, one of the things that they're looking at is those that have tested positive for future issues is to be potentially pull some of their blood products, take that because they may have built some immunity, and down the road give it to some of the sickest patients to see if that's a way to be able to potentially assist them.
Do we know yet if the COVID-19 can only be caught one time?
I think we're still learning so much more. We're obviously looking at China, at South Korea, and at Italy, and clinicians around the world are collaborating, understanding what worked, what didn't work, and this is the first time I've ever seen something like this.
We're really frightened by the reports now about younger people being affected by the virus. Dr. Champas is a team physician for the Chicago Blackhawks, so he deals with a lot of these young people in excellent health. But they need to worry a lot, too, maybe almost as much as folks 60 and over, don't they?
Without question. I think the younger population obviously want to feel invincible. The virus doesn't really care who you are, what your age is, what your color is, your gender, and everyone bears a responsibility here. Watching some of the things that are going on sadly just shows a complete irresponsibility. Young people, older people, every person needs to follow these guidelines. We're all in this, and we're all going to get out of this. But without question, our younger population have to start following these guidelines and staying home.
Doc, how are your colleagues and the first responders you work with holding up so far?
Chicago Police, Chicago Fire, they train all year long. They're obviously selfless individuals, and the workers in the emergency department at Northwestern and across the city and the state and the country, healthcare providers are selfless people. They give of themselves every day, not just during COVID, but all the time. There definitely is a sense of anxiety, a sense of the unknown, but our nature is one to serve people, and that's still the tone.
Looking at an email we got from Mike, I have had my annual flu shot and pneumonia shot, got those last fall. Both were the senior variety. Will this help me during the COVID-19 outbreak?
No, it will not help you. COVID is a new virus. It's a new strain. That's why you're seeing the extreme measures being put in place. There's no antiviral. There's no vaccine at this point.
We're talking with Dr. George Champas, the Northwestern medicine doctor who is an assistant professor and attending physician in the Department of Emergency Medicine at Northwestern University and Northwestern Memorial Hospital in Chicago. We'll get to the news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom at the top of the hour. One final question for you, Doc. There seems to be a lot of confusion about the social distancing. We've been told to keep 6 feet apart from people. But do I have this right? This disease is transmitted through droplets. If somebody coughs and that gets on you and that gets in your system somehow, that's the problem. If you're walking by somebody, you're not going to get it because of them breathing on you, will you?
Well, reality is in extreme purposes. So if you're walking by someone and they're actively coughing and they're projecting their sputum or it's aerosolized in your distance and then you inhale, you can get it. And that's why that social distancing is really, really important. But obviously, if someone is just talking to you and they're a couple feet away, that risk is minimized. But the projection of someone who's actively coughing, of someone who's sick, and realize you don't know who's sick and who's not when you're just out and about walking around. So the reality is keeping a distance of 6 feet is probably a conservative one that is protective to not only yourself, but to the other individual as well.
Dr. George Champas in the ER at Northwestern. Doc, thanks for the update and the information. We certainly appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob, and thanks for everyone. Stay home, and hopefully we'll get through this very, very soon.
I hope sooner rather than later. That's everybody's wish. Thanks. You have a good weekend, Doc.
You too, sir.